What up, Cockboy Nation? It's your best friend, Gary Gabagool, and that intro was for Pervert Pete, you know, the character I used to do. So yeah, that was the wrong fucking intro. I don't really have an intro. Why do I even need an intro? Why does anyone even need an intro? We're just here to fucking bullshit and fucking hang out, you know? And that's what we do on, what am I calling this? Hocast, right? Hocast, highly offensive entertainment. It's only offensive if you need retweets, because, you know, like, that's the only reason anyone's offended by anything anyway, right? I mean, that's really, like, that's been my whole thing for I don't know how long, and that's why I want to do this podcast, is, like, I think I fucking said this I don't know how many times, but, you know, shit that was offensive, you know, even 5 years ago, was offensive, that's offensive now, wasn't offensive 5 years ago, you know? It's this fucking, like, we live in such an insane fucking time right now. It's just nuts. Like, with the whole, maybe I'm just getting old and shit. I'm older than dirt, maybe. I don't know, but, like, the internet's been a great thing. Social media has been a great thing for many things, but it's also been extremely fucking horrible. Like, you know, people throw around the word toxic all the time, you know, ooh, he's toxic, ooh, that's toxic, you know, like, you want to talk about toxic? Social media is fucking toxic. The whole concept is fucking toxic. Like, I don't even know, like, where you fucking go. Like, just think of, like, just anything, just, like, fucking Island Boys, right? The fucking Island Boys. When I first fucking, am I the only one that thinks that is the gayest shit? And when I say gay, I'm using the 90s terminology of gay. Like, that, the Island Boys, the whole concept of the Island Boys is the gayest shit I've ever seen. Tupac, if Tupac was alive, he would have fucking shot the shit out of them. He would be in jail right now for killing the Island Boys. That's how bad the Island Boys are. Like, they are the fakest, and that's with all social media, though, too. Like, everything's fake. There's no, like, I mean, I don't know if it has to be real, but everyone, like, when you watch a TV show, you know it's fake. Even reality TV now, like, you know, when reality TV first was a thing, it was supposed to be real, and it evolved into being fake, you know? Like, I think the first reality show was, I thought it was The Real World from 1991, which is, it's a great season. If you haven't seen the first season of The Real World, you really should. It's a great fucking season. But it was in, like, 1978. They followed around some fucking family or some shit, right? And then it evolved from there and just became more and more fake. And, you know, I think The Real World, the original fucking season, is, like, the realest reality show I could think of. Like, there's no, because I know they've talked about how real it is. Like, the producers didn't get involved, and, like, they just let shit happen. Like, that's some real shit. Now everything's fake, but people portray it as fucking real, and that's where I think it's fucking just, it's just getting ruined. Like, TikTok, for instance. TikTok is the worst. It is addicting. I hate it. And when I say I hate it, I spend hours on it. Like, I'm sure I'm not the only one that hates it and spends hours on it. Because I'm looking for, like, you, every now and then you'll find some good shit. Like, there's some fucking people that do some amazing fucking content. But then there's a ton that is just garbage. That's fake. Like, this morning, you know, because I woke up and first thing I did was fucking hit up TikTok, like, just to wake up and shit. I hit a, you know, I opened TikTok and shit, and I see this fucking couple or whatever, and it, Brandy and some other jerk off, but I wish I fucking, see, I shouldn't even do a podcast. I can't even fucking talk right. I got shit mouth, you know. Not only do I curse, I can't fucking put sentences together. It's horrible. Why would anyone fucking listen to me? I don't know. Why are you listening right now? I don't know. But back to my fucking point, these fucking people, like, they're horrible actors. Like, everyone's a fucking, I know I'm going all over the place. I'm sorry, but I have to get this off my chest. Everyone, everyone has a voice now, which is good for a lot of, you know, a lot of reasons. That's a good thing. There's, you know, people need fucking voices. There needs to be, people need to be heard, but a lot of people don't. Like, let's be honest. There's a lot of fucking idiots in this world. You know, I'm one of them, you know, but it's fucking insane. But back to my TikTok point, they portray, I forget what it was, like the boyfriend, you know, the boyfriend's recording, he's going out. I should just pull it up so we can fucking hear it, but you know, that'll take me too long because I'm a fucking idiot. But the boyfriend is, he's recording, he's pretending he's going to, you know, he's going to the store or something. He's like, oh, watch this. His girlfriend comes up and gets in the truck. She's like, where you going? You're not going without me. We're going. He's like, oh no, I want to go out and blah blah blah. And you know, the acting is fucking horrible. It's so fucking phony, but he's portraying it as if it's real. You go in the comments and people, you know, of course, you know, a lot of people don't care. Like, back when there was a YouTube thing, you know, like YouTube pranks, when YouTube pranks were fucking huge, and there came a point where people just started realizing, all right, in the beginning, the pranks were totally real, you could tell, but like, you know, then you could fucking tell these fucking pranks are fake, everyone's exposing them, and, you know, all hell broke loose because everything was fucking fake. And yeah, and oh, that's another thing with this whole Ethan Klein. If you know H3H3 from YouTube, Ethan Klein is a fucking tool bag. He used to be the greatest fucking like exposer of woke nonsense, and he was amazing. Now he is a fucking phony moron. He's the dumbest motherfucker. He's a great example of people that shouldn't be fucking, you know, shouldn't fucking have a platform, shouldn't be talking. Like, he's a fucking idiot. He does not know anything. He has no concept of anything. I really don't know. Like, I want to look up, like, what did he do before he was YouTube famous? Because he's dumb. He's a dumb person, you know? And he's trying to fucking cancel people. And he took down the Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson is a fucking, like, he's a brilliant person. Like, and he takes down his fucking, the videos on his channel. He takes off those podcasts. I don't fucking get it. Like, Ethan is trying to appeal to these woke fucking pussies. They're woke pussies, let's be honest. And there's not many of them. Like, they're the vocal minority, you know? Like, I just don't get why people think, like, I mean, yeah, I guess because they're so vocal, you know, like, you know, if you fucking, you do something wrong, they're going to cancel you because they're the vocal minority, and, you know, they're the only ones speaking up. Normal people aren't speaking up because they don't give a shit, you know? Like, they're fucking, I really don't know, like, they don't care enough to fucking whine about it on Twitter. I think that's really it. It has to be it. Because, you know, like, with Ethan Klein, like, I classify him in the same fucking, you know, the same class as, like, the Island Boys, you know? The Island Boys are phony as fuck. Like I said, Tupac would have fucking shot him by now because of how phony they are. Because, I mean, look at them. They portray themselves as fucking thug life, you know? They're all fucking tatted up. The fucking hair, maybe I'm old, I don't get the fucking hair thing, and I can't talk shit about hair. I mean, look at me, I'm a fucking retard. But I just don't get the whole fucking concept. And they're so fucking phony, now they're getting fucking exposed left and right, which is fucking insanely funny. I am fucking, like, every now and then I'll fucking find a video of them getting fucking punked by, like, real thugs, you know? But, like, that whole, how they got fucking famous on TikTok, like, it was the gayest shit. Like, who fucking watched their shit and was like, wow, this is really good? I don't get it. Then, you know, they fucking, what, they did their first concert or something and got booed off stage? Like, it's fucking, It's nuts. But like with the Island Boys, they're getting fucking exposed left and right for being fucking punks, like punk bitches. Like real thugs are fucking punking them out, and it's hilarious. But that's my point, I guess. Everything is so fucking fake, but being portrayed as real. And I think that's a fucking problem. That is such a fucking problem. One, I think a lot of people just, you know, hey, they want to be entertained. Like, they don't give a shit if it's real or fake. I think that's the majority. Like, with the YouTube pranks again. People fucking cared that they were fake. Like, all right. But I think the majority didn't give a shit. Or even doesn't care to this day. Like, they just want to fucking be entertained. Like, you can go on fucking YouTube prank videos still and... The ones that are still around and see comments and people just fucking, they're just enjoying it, you know? There's nothing wrong with that, I don't think, but I think it's fucking phony to portray shit as real, you know? We're getting into a fucking area that's fucked up, you know? Like, people are being fake. Like, isn't that a bad thing to, like, be fake? Like, be disingenuous? Like, don't we, like, frown upon that kind of shit as a society? Like, being fake and, you know, like, lying to people? Isn't lying wrong? I mean, I just don't get it. Like, that shit, that's the shit that should be banned. Like, you want to cancel shit? Cancel people that are fucking portraying shit as real when it's fucking fake. Stop supporting that shit. Like, because it's only going to get worse. Like, people are only going to fucking... you know, fake shit more and more and more, and, you know, basically lie more and more and more. Like, lying's wrong, isn't it? You know, all these fucking woke assholes are fucking, you know, they're canceling Joe Rogan and canceling all these motherfuckers that, like, are just having conversations. Joe Rogan, the whole fucking Joe Rogan thing, I already discussed this, but the whole Joe Rogan thing is fucking insane. Like, you want to cancel someone that has discussions. Like, isn't that, why are people fucking, see how unprofessional I am? You probably hear the dog fucking barking, right? Fucking dog. But, like, I don't know, man. I am baffled by the world we live in. It's fucking baffling. Joe Rogan has conversations. Why do people want to stifle conversation? Like, everyone wants to hear their own opinions. Like what they believe. That's all they want to hear. And that's all that's right. Like, you can't have discussions. It's fucking insanity. Especially in this time where we have people that fucking, like, so many people have voices. Like, Twitter, well, any fucking social media is littered with morons. Morons with fucking stupid opinions. You know, let's be honest, there's a lot of stupid opinions out there, and I'm sure I have a ton of them myself. Don't get me wrong, I'm not fucking, you know, I'm not on some fucking pedestal here. I have a lot of stupid ideas and opinions, but my shit is based in reality and common sense. I think that's where, you know, like, that's where we gotta fucking draw a line, is common sense. Like, like with the whole fucking, you know, like, wearing masks, like, you know, the wearing mask thing is a whole fucking issue, I know. Like, you know, don't wear masks, wear masks, fucking, you know, I'm not wearing, like, people that fucking refuse to wear a mask in a store for the, you know, it's my right, like, that is such stupidity. It's not your right. You're walking into a business. That business can do whatever the fuck they want, and they should do whatever the fuck they want. You know, if their fucking thing is you gotta wear a mask, well, sorry, asshole, you gotta wear a mask. I have no problem with that. What I do have a problem with is this fucking idea that, you know, like, wearing a mask is gonna fucking, you know, like, it's gonna save whose life? Whose lives are we trying to save at this point? Let's be honest. Old people, I would hope we're fucking trying to save. Anti-vaxxers and shit, like, if you want to take the risk, then take that risk. That, why are we still protecting these people that are not vaxxed? Like, if they want to take the risk, you know, and if you, I don't give a shit one way or the other. I got the fucking shot just because I don't give a fuck. Like, if it helps, it helps. Great. If it doesn't, I'm not going to know the difference. Who gives a shit? Not a big deal. But why are we protecting them? if they don't want to get the shot, then fuck them. If they get COVID and die, well, isn't that their fucking fault? You know, like everyone's saying, hey, you should get the shot, get the shot, get the shot. And if they don't, then fuck them. Right? Like, why? You know, but I do understand, like, you know, we should fucking protect people that, you know, the older people and, you know, people with compromised immune systems and kids, definitely. You know, I'm all for that. Except the problem is, kids, I don't know the statistics exactly, but kids are so, you know, like, kids are not dying from COVID. It's just, that's a fucking fact. I should pull up the fucking stats, but I'm not a statistician, but I just read, I think I read yesterday or the day before, kids are not dying from COVID. So we don't have to worry about that. Kids are not dying from COVID. So we're not, it's not about the kids. That's, you know, that's what pisses me off. It's like, you know, like, cause, went to this place that, has, you know, has it's four kids or whatever. Right. And, I wasn't wearing a mask because I don't fucking look at all the fucking signs. Like, stores are just getting out of hand with signs. Like, you know, like, but they only have like one little fucking sign for, you know, like if they, you have to wear a mask or not. And I ain't fucking look at signs. I'm not, I don't give a shit. And the lady was like, oh, do you have a mask? We're trying to protect the kids. And I'm like, oh, ew, gross. Don't fucking say that. You're not protecting kids. If you think you're protecting kids, you're an idiot. Do some fucking research. Take you 2 fucking seconds, you know? It's, you know, the stats don't fucking... Stats don't lie. Numbers don't lie, you know? People lie. Numbers don't. But yeah, kids aren't fucking dying, so we don't have to protect the kids. Old people, like, if they're wearing a mask, they should be the ones wearing the masks. Like, if you don't want to die... Wear a fucking mask. Isn't it that simple? But why does everyone else have to wear a mask? That I don't get. It makes no fucking sense. It makes absolutely no fucking sense. You know? See, like, that's the other thing. Like, isn't that like sometimes I think I'm retarded. Because, like, that, to me, that seems like common sense. Like, because, like, I guess I'm in the middle, right? That makes me in the middle or something. Because... you know, I definitely support businesses that, you know, if they have the sign, you know, because, like, not everybody can fuck it. There's so much, you know, misinformation and, you know, nobody knows what the fuck's going on. Like, you pull it when, and that's the thing with doing research. Like, it does take a little time because you have to find the, you know, the real shit because there's so much fucking garbage out there, you know, but you can find the fucking real shit, you know. But it does take time, and fucking businesses don't have time for that shit, like, especially if they're fucking, you know, they got like 8,000 locations, they don't got time for that shit. It's just fucking, all right, let's just fucking mitigate the fucking liability, everyone has to wear a mask in this place, the end. I don't have a fucking problem with that, because, you know, they're a business. They have, you know, fucking people are suing people left and right, and businesses left and right. They have to protect themselves. Totally understand that. But the people that know what the fucking deal is that are saying that you should be wearing masks is fucking retarded. It's retarded. You know, I know you can't say retarded no more, but, you know, I like to pretend it's like 1998 still. And, you know, it's not a big deal because I'm not talking about, because, like, and even that, like, I know I'm jumping all over the place, but, like, even with, like, saying the word retard, what's the problem with that? Like, I'm not talking about anyone, like, because why are people, like, I don't even associate retard with, like, you know, like, mentally challenged people. Like, that's what people are saying, like, oh, you can't say that because that's, you know, you're talking about mentally challenged people. So actually, you're calling people retards. You're thinking of mentally challenged people as retards. That's not what I'm doing. That's not what, like, I don't know if you listen to Your Mom's House podcast, great podcast, Tom Segura and Christina P. Love them. Go, if you don't listen to them, listen to them. They're so fucking entertaining, way more entertaining than me. But fucking, like, they use the R word all the time, you know? And they, like, no, these kind of people are not referring to mentally challenged people. The only people... referring to mentally challenged people and the word retard are the people that are saying, don't say retard. So how retarded is that? That's even more retarded, you know? God, good thing I'm not high, because I'd fucking, you know, I'd lose my mind. This is, like, we just live in a world that's so fucking retarded. So retarded, you know? That's why we gotta fucking just entertain ourselves and shit. But then you fucking, then you go try to entertain yourself, go on TikTok, and you got all these fucking videos that are fake as shit. You got the Island Boys doing their gay ass shit. It's fucking, it's the world's a fucking crazy place. That's all I know. But know what I wanted to do? I wanted to fucking look at retarded tweets, because I think retarded tweets are fucking, you know, let's just look at examples of fucking retards. Oh, wait, we could look at the Island Boy. Yeah, this is, yeah, first, let's look at the Island Boys getting fucking punked, because that, the Island Boys, the fakest fucking thugs in America. Like, it's fuck. Tupac, oh, God, thank God Tupac isn't alive. Thank God.
Wait,
I'm not a fucking, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm from Jersey and everything, but like, I didn't know you have to fucking check in, like, when you go to, like, a town that has, you know, has gangs or whatever. I never knew that. Like, you have to check in with someone. Do they have, like a corporate liaison? Is that, like, how does that work? Who do you go to? You know, like, do you go to just any gang member? How do you even find gang members? Do all gang members wear certain colors? Like, of course, we all know Bloods and Crips, right? But there's so many other gangs. And how's that work? I just want to know.
You gotta check in. All that shit you be talking about.
Gotta check in, like a hotel?
It don't matter. When you come here, you gotta check in with me. All that shit you be talking online, I really be doing that out here, for real. Hey, you feel me? Look, I thought you was living some type of way in real life, though. Ain't you really like that, though? You say you gangster everywhere you go, right? No, but you say you a gangster, though, right? Yeah, I feel you. And stop trying Enzo too, you feel me?
I just called him too early.
It don't matter, bro. See, when you come over here, I got the drop on you anywhere. If I want to, I could have did it to you, bro. Real shit.
Well, I'm just letting y'all boys know, look, listen, I just can't get a haircut. I'm chilling.
When you come over here, you got to check.
Hey!
But who are you checking in with? Like, see, that's what I mean. The Island Boys are pussies. Because, like, if you would thought, like, wouldn't you question if this is even a fucking gang member, or what is this guy? Is he even, like, it might just be some random fucking guy that's just, you know, punking him. Like, you know, like, oh, you don't know. Like, how do you even fucking find this shit out? I gotta fucking look that shit up. I'm curious.
I'm from, matter of fact, I'm from here, bro. You're
from here?
I'm from here, bro.
Come on, buddy.
No, I'm from here, bro.
Do you have your face right there? Look at my face right there. You
I
see
don't
that?
Give a fuck. I'm
you're not 6'9". 6'9" is your
I don't
know.
Give a fuck.
You know what 6'9" is?
I don't give a fuck.
6'9"
I don't give a fuck.
You know.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Do you hear your little
what?
Like, mad shit?
Look at your bones. Look at your ass.
You
look
like your blood.
No, bro, I just get money and I be chilling, bro.
Really?
Yes, bro.
Who the fuck is this nigga to you?
You're my big homie.
Yeah.
You're mine.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm not no gangster nigga. I'm not no fucking gang member. But I'll kill you, you niggas. You play games with me, nigga. You're not no blood, right?
No, you're my big homie. We be doing this together.
Holy shit. Whoa. Holy fucking shit. That scared me. Like, I'm fucking scared for that fucking Island Boy. But, like, he's supposed to be a thug. He shouldn't be scared. Like, that guy's fucking scary. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. How the fuck did he get in a truck with this guy? What the fuck? What's going on? I need the backstory on this shit. I gotta find a backstory on
niggas
that.
Niggas heard that.
All right. No, hold. Yo, nigga, I can't. No, we gotta do something, no.
What we gotta do, little dog?
We gotta go see and check.
Why, though?
Is it just me, or does he look like a rape victim? Like, he looks like he might have been raped. Maybe it's just me. I don't know rape victims or anything, but he looks like a rape victim.
Though, why, little dog?
Because I fucked up on the internet and I claimed something.
Yeah, no, say it right, nigga, what you say? Cause anything could be anything.
Yeah, I claim his blood said that wasn't really what's supposed to be.
Hey, I'm about to save his ass. Look how his face gonna turn though. He think I'm fake. Look what it is.
Yo.
Do I wait? I can wait for you. I can wait for you. Look, he the cameraman. Look at him. I can wait for you. I'm gonna wait for you. Come on.
What the fuck is going on?
You know.
Where the fuck were they? What the fuck? What the hell were we just watching? Like, I thought they were at Walmart, and what the hell was going on in that room? Dude, that did not seem like a good situation. I'm starting to fucking worry about the Island Boys now. God damn, that's what fucking happens when you claim thug life. You fucking claim thug life. You're going into the real thug life, and you're gonna die. Holy shit.
You know me from Island Boys, but you know I'm thugging, bro, right? You know that, right?
Why don't we just let Cooler okay. ass prevail? Why don't we just let Cooler ass prevail?
I told you, end it already. You haven't ended it. You keep on talking about it. But you I don't know why. It's probably because the cameras are still on. Yeah. I already told you.
Okay. Leave it alone.
How can you be? I just don't. Maybe I come from a different fucking world, but like, how do you be thug life with a fucking fairy ass backpack like that? We already know you're not a fucking thug. Like, you can't claim you're a thug with a fucking fairy ass backpack and your hair looking like that. Like, I can't claim I'm a thug. I'm not a thug. Definitely not a thug. Jesus Christ. That shit, the thug life seems scary as fuck. I'm not down with that.
Okay, so okay, explain to me what I said.
Okay, George, because I was fucking with you in the beginning.
Bro, I never stopped fucking with you.
Okay,
guys.
But George, leave it alone. I just said change the subject. Leave it alone.
Guys, I don't know if y'all are serious, but
No, I'm not.
We're done.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
This guy have to be in this.
How fucking tall is Logan? Either Logan Paul is like really fucking tall, or those. The Island Boys are really short, because holy fuck, that was fucking...
What did I say that offended you? I think it was a miscommunication.
Yeah, that's the same thing. What do we care? I don't know. I think I had enough of the Island Boys. They are just fucking... They are retarded. I know you're not supposed to say that, but they are fucking retarded. That, ugh. Ugh. That it's just, oh my god, that should be a lesson to people. Like, you know, like when you fake shit, like that's what I'm trying to fucking say. When you fucking fake shit, it could go bad, you know, especially when you're faking like thug life. Don't fake thug life. It will go wrong. That is definitely a fact. I think that fucking proves it. But I mean, you know, like faking shit in other areas, you know, who knows? Like, I guarantee soon, we're gonna start seeing shit. Like, we're, you know, someone, I don't know. It can't be good. Lying has never been good. Has there ever been a fucking lie in history that, you know, turned out good for anyone? Lies usually don't turn out good. Either fucking, you know, bad shit happens or people get hurt, you know, like, good shit does not happen with lies. That's pretty sure that's a fact. But yeah, let's see. Now I got to see the dumbest tweets ever, because I don't know. I'm in one of those moods today where I'm just fucking baffled by the world we live in. It's hilarious. You have to fucking laugh at this shit. You know, we live in a fucking crazy world. But yeah, so let's take a look at the dumbest tweets ever from YouTuber. I'd never seen this YouTuber before, Pegasus. But yeah, let's check it out. The dumbest tweets ever.
Microwave a penny for 1 minute to get a mini coin. Thanks a lot. Jesus Christ, dude, what happened here? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to minus 1000 IQ moments. This is another Twitter account. Which is pretty goddamn funny, alright? Just a bunch of stupid people. Why do people keep pronouncing my name as Sarah? Please stop pronouncing my name as Sarah. It's Sierra. Sierra. Do not want to sound like a white woman.
that's see, that's fucking funny, but it's so true. Like, this is real shit. And this Sierra isn't the only one that does, like, bitch, you're white. You're fucking white. Like, what are we even fucking, you know, you can't change race, people. What are you doing?
Do not want to sound like a white woman, guys. Got my first credit card today. God is good. Guys, what the frick? I love how she gave the back part as well. The three digits to the back, really? Damn, I just hit my head really hard. I think I might have a Caucasian.
Oh, that's the worst. When you
how do people in the Middle Ages know what skeletons look like without x-ray machines? Edit, I forgot about dead people. Just found out that my birthday...
See, that's not that bad. Like, you know, like, you say some silly shit, you know? Doesn't hurt anyone.
It's the same day as when I was born. Life is crazy, aha. What is the name of the boat in the Titanic? A classic. Babe, I need help. Yeah, tell me. You get a computers, right? My laptop going crazy. Can you help to fix it? What brand? DY. Huh? Where'd you buy that? I never heard of that before. I got it online. It's called DY Baby. Take a pic of look.
That's upside down.
DY. HP. People really be grown and still using umbrellas? You're supposed to become waterproof after you turn 18 or something. These are great. I love these. To my blind followers. Now, how are they supposed to read this? It's sign language. Are you dumb?
All right, they better be trolling with that one. Like, how fucking real? Like, see, that's a person I'm talking about. That is real stupidity. I mean, come on, that's, you know, I think you gotta go if you're, you know, hopefully she's trolling.
This is a minus 1000 IQ moment, dude. Reply if you're gay. You're. Oof. Oh! Got him, loser. Yeah. I don't see a single man on this list. Women really won. 2019 highest paid female musician. I don't see a single man on the female list.
Oh, but wait till we have a fucking transgender woman who, you know, becomes really successful. That's gonna change. Men are gonna fucking die. A couple episodes ago, I was talking about transgenderism in fucking sports. Wait till it happens to musicians. Maybe that's when it's gonna start making a fucking, you know, people are gonna start noticing, like, hey, you know, transgender women are kind of like, you know, fucking over women, because, you know, like, everyone, oh, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, and all these bitches, like, you know, like, oh, this is a big deal now. Holy shit, Taylor Swift, 185 million. In second place was Beyonce with 81 million. God damn, that's fucking... She's fucking way number one.
List, I guess women really won. I mean, to be honest, in music, I guess there's a bunch of females. I tried. An American. Poland, maybe Italy. Ireland. One of these has to be Ireland. Oh, England. Yeah, Finland. Ukraine. Portugal, France, or maybe Germany, China.
Yeah, a lot of those.
One of you is. I've never lost these many brain cells. Like, okay, I don't know all of them. All right, I'm not gonna be like, okay, I act like I know everything. But come on, Russia, this tiny thing is Russia.
Yeah, that's.
Come on, that's the first thing you should know. Russia, come on. Do you know?
They do have Poland as Russia, which, you know, means probably they're Polish, which totally makes sense why that all happened right
now. How hot it is when he teases you in bed with a bird leaf. You mean a feather!
That's fucking classic. I love every time I see that one, I fucking die. That is so fuck. a bird leaf.
How do people drown, Lamau? Just drink the water, lol. Okay, come on, this is a joke, right? Remind me in 20 minutes when my pizza done. Man, just put an alarm. Shit. How can you... Listen, I do this as well, but I do it as a joke on Twitter, alright? And sometimes I'm too lazy to set it. But also, just put an alarm. Somebody born in 2020 will see the year 3000 when they're 80. That's wild. Twitter and Matt's always go together. What? I love weed and I'm only 10. You are so young, that's against the law. Why do you do that? I'm a savage. Billy, stop replying to your-
Billy is a fucking savage for that fucking whole thread right there. He just fucking replied to himself with all of that. Why? That's how savage he is. He asks himself questions and shit and answers himself. That is savage.
Yourself, it's embarrassing. Can I borrow your credit card real quick? I'll pay you back. Thanks. We hanging out soon? Wanna hang out tonight? Which?
I have a challenge.
Ugh. Fucking
for all of you. Go to every computer in your house, your mom, your dad, your sister.
Mr. Beast is holy shit. Talk about Mr. fucking Beast. He's a fucking savage. Holy shit. He has built his brand that he built is fucking insane. It's just nuts. All right, let's watch more.
Chess is all luck, no strategy. It all depends on what pieces you get.
I don't think they know what.
Okay. I think about him 31/7 because he's on my mind even when I'm sleeping. There's still 24 hours in a day when you're sleeping, dipshit.
I hope that's a troll. How do you not know there's 24 hours in a day? Isn't that one of the basics that you learn in school? It has to be. I would hope it is. Where do you get 31 from?
Why is it smelled camouflage and not what? Bruh, it's not you got camouflaged. I just watched a girl in class look confused during the lecture, then literally open up her laptop and change her major. Just made some synonym rolls. I charged my iPhone in the microwave, now it doesn't work. What happened? Help! Chad 2286.
I switched it on to 90 degrees.
But who would fucking think that works? Why? Like, some shit. Just why? How do you? Why would you think that works?
Work is 4th of July on the 16th or the 15th? The 15th, I think. Oh, okay. Good looks, boo. Free event, solar eclipse party. Most kids go back to school on that day. Can it be done on the weekend? Did this lady just ask to reschedule the sun? Oh, minus 1000 IQ. I love the effort the guy's putting. I mean, at least his heart is in the right place, right? Come on. I ordered 2020 balloon, but they deliver 2002. Money wasted. Okay, dude. Stupid! What school you went to? Why? You took 4 meal, your... I look what? I said you look familiar, huh? I don't know what familiar is. Motherfricker, you look like I know you, damn. Why did he-
Familiar? At least, I was just gonna say, hey, at least they tried, but, like, how- Like, there's so many other ways you could, try to phonetically spell familiar, right? Not four meal your.
You say four meal. Can somebody explain this? Familiar! Ah, dude. How did familiar turn into three words? 50 cent on the radio right now. It just looks like two quarters to me. Well, how long would the pregnancy take if she had twins? 9 plus 9, 19 months.
For real?
Turns out you can't dry plates in dry. Hi, this is a micropost. We have difficulties getting you an Xbox database. We require your email and password to get back on your database. Learn to spell at school.com. My password is stupid dick.
Oh, thank God. I thought they were gonna fucking fall for that shit. Jesus.
Oh my God, you actually fell for it. Have fun getting...
That has to be a kid. It's fucking Xbox. Of course it is. Oh my God, that's fucking hilarious. Kids trying to pull off scams. there should be more of that. That's what we need.
I cuted my hair scammers. And it went back to curly. Don't you mean cut? It's past tense. It's past tense.
That's another thing. We live in the world of spell check. How does shit like this happen? It's past tense. Like, I just... Ugh. don't you just look at that and just know it's wrong? Yeah. And you see a lot of this on fucking social media. I wonder if it's like the schools, like, are they just not teaching like normal shit? Like, what the fuck are they teaching? I know they're teaching that fucking wacky ass fucking, you know, a lot of fucking dumb shit. What is that, fucking race theory or whatever that shit is, which is complete fucking insanity. But yeah, they, school, America's fucked up, man. Because all these people are American. They have to be. There's no doubt.
I'm cancer-free. How the frick do you change a zodiac sign? I'm literally so freaking stupid. My God. Never mind. Forgive me. I think you go on zodiac.com, astrology database, and just rearrange it, you know? My sister is pregnant. I can't wait to see if I'm gonna be an aunt or an uncle. That's not how it works. I hate when... Okay, it's a quarter till nine. Just say it's 8:75. What does IDEK mean? I don't even know. Then why... Yo, I ordered a pizza and came with no toppings. This is bread. We're sorry to hear that. Please let our friends at Domino's UK know this. Never mind, I opened the pizza upside down. When they said minus 1,000 IQ, this...
I guess that's an honest mistake. I don't know. I've opened a lot of pizza boxes in my life. I never opened one upside down. Maybe they're fucking drunk or high or something, you know. Give them the benefit of the doubt, you know.
Oh my God, this is the most fitting account I've ever seen. I hate being in eighth grade and my boyfriend's leaving for college. I know he won't cheat though. College is 17 or 18. Therefore, eighth would be 13. Oh, what the f- Okay, no.
Ew. Ugh. Jesus Christ, what the fuck?
Nah. Where's the 2014 Brazil World Cup going to be held, dumbass? At the end of the day, we are all human beings. And together we will rise. I didn't see that. How the hell you get into college with a caption like that? Goodbye, California. Hello, San Francisco. Just finished sanding my tires so that my car will ride smoother on the interstate, and honestly, I kind of love this look. That's a smooth way to see God. Goodbye.
Can people really be that fucking... Is there a person on Earth that is that fucking dumb? I can't imagine... I cannot imagine someone's that dumb. That has to be a troll.
Hi, America. Hello, New York. My joints hurt really...
That's the unfortunate thing. I think you see a lot of those fucking tweets and shit and Facebook posts. I think those people are serious. And that's fucking sad, man. This fucking American school system... needs to be fucking revamped, and especially social media is exposing how fucked up the school system is for so many reasons, but that's a big one. Kids are just dumb now.
Really bad. I think I have Arthur writes this. Okay, now I know how to interpret
this.
Arthritis. Is that how you say it? Where are you born, though? I was born in Somalia. Which part? What do you mean, which part? Whole body was born. Yes, I'm vegan. Yes, I eat meat. We exist. The vegan teacher would like a word with you immediately. Why don't they just make wheelchairs with pedals? So when your arms get tired, you can just pedal to go. I don't know, man. People born in 2003 are 23 now. American girls are really like desirable. I'm not American. I'm Arizonian. 60% of the people in this world are stupid. I'm with the other... Alright. Can't draft me into WWE.
Come on. This is... And it's not that bad, but this is really exposing, like, how dumb kids are. You know, no offense, kids, but you're fucking dumb. Oh, my God. Like, oh, this is sad. Like, these are the people that are going to, you know, be running the country one day. These are your senators and shit. Like, these are your senators and possibly your fucking president and... Your governor and, oh my God, this is, man, that should scare people.
They can't see me. USA Army is blocked. Okay, we finished the entire account. Yo, I was gonna quit, but honestly, we finished the entire account. Let's go.
What is that account? I'm definitely following that. 1,000... Oh, I'm sorry, I'm so unprofessional. 1,000 IQ moments. Should definitely follow that. If you don't follow that, you should. because I'm going to follow it. In fact, I'm going to go follow it right now. I think I annoyed you enough today with my fucking nonsense. So I think we'll leave it at that. And I guess I'll see you next week. Maybe we'll have a guest. Maybe we won't. If you have any ideas or you want to be a guest, fucking hit me up. Hocast Comedy on any of these fucking platforms, you know. I like alternative platforms now. Ever since I got fucking terminated on YouTube, which I should, you know, that's a whole other thing. Because I knew before I got fucking terminated, you know, I saw the wokeness coming, you know, and I was like, I'm going to fucking diversify my portfolio just like Wu-Tang. I was at least 1.5-2 years before, you know, I got terminated on YouTube. I was like, you know what? I'm going to diversify my portfolio just like Wu-Tang. But I always put it off. I'm like, all right, I'll do it later. And fucking later came and fucking YouTube terminated me and then I was fucked. So, really should check out some of these alternative platforms. They're fucking, you know, some of them are pretty fucking good. Like they're getting good. You know, but yeah, check them out. You know, some of them you might like. You still have to fucking stick with the. Oh man, I gotta go. Stick with the fucking, you know, the mainstream ones. Even Twitter, you know, but don't tell them that. I don't know if I have a favorite. Because like they're all so new and shit, and like they each have like their own little fucking. Little spin to it and shit, but yeah, go peep them out, you know, maybe you'll find some, you know, new creators you like or whatever, you know, but make sure you fucking like, follow, and subscribe. I used to be so against saying shit like that, you know, but it fucking, you know, sometimes you have to remind people, like, I need to be reminded of shit, you know, like, fuck. But yeah, if you want to support the podcast, links are in the description. You know, follow me, hit me up. You know, I'm always down to fucking talk to people. You know, that was one of my favorite things to do. Like at the height of my Pervert Pete, fame. Like I fucking respond to everyone, hundreds and hundreds of people. Every fucking video, I would fucking respond. I'd spend hours responding to people. It was the funnest. Like, that was probably the second funnest thing to do besides, like, creating content. You know, it's like responding to people. It's fucking awesome to talk to people that, you know, have the same sense of humor you do, you know? And that's why I still fucking love doing shit, you know? It's, you know, talking with you peeps. It's fun, you know? But, yeah, so... Fucking tune in next time, hit me up, and that's that. I'll talk to you later, Cockboy Nation. I still love saying Cockboy Nation, because it's so fucking funny to me. Like, you know, like, it's so funny, because it was just, for those of you that don't know, real quick, it was a term I would say in fucking videos as Pervert Pete, like, hey there, cockboys, oh, fuck yeah. And, you know, people started calling themselves cockboys. I was like, oh my god, that's so fucking funny. That's so brilliant. You know, I'm just like, I want to be a cock boy, you know? But yeah, so that's it. I'll check you later, Cockboy Nation. Oh fuck yeah.